Hey everybody, my name is Jose Bali, and today we'll be talking about being a two-sport athlete and the differences between high school ball and college ball. This is the End Zone. Today we have Mike Anthony Monette. He plays defensive end for Moorpark College. In high school, he was a two-sport athlete. He played both football and track. For football, he was there on both sides, defensive and offense. He finished his senior season with 64 tackles and 5 sacks for defense. For offense, he finished with 180 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 13 yards average for carry. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Long time no see. Has it been 2 years?
Yeah, a little over, but about 2 years.
For those that don't know, I used to play ball with Mike 2 years ago at Birmingham, so... So you played all 4 years?
Yeah, I played all 4 years, but I do remember my freshman year, I didn't necessarily play. I was more of a practice kind of guy, and I stayed on the sidelines.
Not a starter?
No, I wasn't a starter. A starter wasn't even in the question for me.
So you're saying you came in freshman year. Did you play ball before that, like Pop Warner?
Yeah, I've been playing since I was 8.
Since you were 8?
Since I was 8, yes.
That's a long time. Why did you... Was Birmingham your home school, or did you specifically go to Birmingham because of the football program, or how did that work?
So the way it worked was when I first lived in Oxnard, and then I moved to Chatsworth. I moved to the Valley in Chatsworth when I started middle school. And then once I was about to graduate, my home school was Chatsworth. But my mom didn't want to have me go there. So I was going to go to Taft, mainly because my mom said there was more people, like, it was more diverse there.
Diverse. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't really because of sports, it was just, no. It was your mom's?
More of my mom's opinion.
And how was, like, playing all 4 years at Birmingham? Do you think it was... worth staying there all 4 years, or you think, because I know a lot of players, you know, don't really stay all 4 years in the same school. So can you explain how that was like?
I definitely liked staying all 4 years. I mean, there were times where I did want to switch schools, but for sure, like, if I didn't stay all 4 years, I probably wouldn't be where I am now, like, met all the friends and actually had fun playing football.
Mm-hmm. Because you do build a lot of friendships through that, especially if you're there for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And you also did track. How was handling two sports, you know, at the same time? You know, football takes a lot of time, and I'm guessing track does too.
Yeah, the hardest part would probably be in football during off season. It's not really an off season, you still have practice, so I'd be lifting from a certain amount of time, then as soon as that's done, I'd have to go to, like, track practice.
And which would you say is harder, track or football?
I'd say they're both, neither is harder, one, but they're in their different ways. Like, football's harder, like, physicality-wise. You're constantly getting hit, in the head, constantly running with heavy weight on you. With track, your practice is basically nonstop sprint for a long period of time just for a race that's going to last like 20 seconds at the most.
Mm-hmm. And for football, you know, it's kind of longer. You have 4 quarters.
Yeah, it's very much longer. But I'd say it is a little harder in the sense that every play that you are full sprinting, you're also getting hit or hitting somebody.
Mm-hmm. And what made you play all 4 years? Because some people really don't play all 4 years. Some play a year, they realize they don't like it. Some people play 2 years, you know, give it another chance, and then, you know, decide to stop playing it or join a different sport. What made you specifically play all 4 years?
Well, the reason I played 4 years is because during my freshman year, I was a very small guy, but I was told I can do a lot of good things. Like, I would stay for varsity practice even though I was on JV. So I stayed for a second year just to, like, try it out again. And after that, I just kept going because I started realizing I was getting bigger. Coaches started expecting more from me.
Started noticing you?
Yeah.
So you're saying that seeing yourself improved basically kept you there off for years?
It keeps me going.
When you came into Birmingham, you said you played since you were 8. You came freshman year. Did you have, okay, I'm going to play linebacker, I'm going to play DN? Because I do, when I was doing research on you, I did see that, you know, on JV, you did play linebacker. Then your junior year, you played O-line.
Yes.
Then your senior year, you played DN and tight end. So you've had a lot of different positions throughout the whole year, throughout the years. But take me back, freshman year, you came in. What did you want to play, and did you end up playing it?
Well, I did want to play middle linebacker because all of Pop Warner, that's what I was, like, known for playing by all my coaches and, like, the audience members. And as soon as I got there, I was assuming, like, they would let me play because I was always the biggest kid on the team. But really, I was, like, the smallest kid on the team.
Once you got to Birmingham?
Once I got to Birmingham. And even though I was a freshman, I was still undersized. So they let me play linebacker, but eventually they started moving me to, like, strong safety, which is like, it's like a linebacker, but they're smaller and they play more deep. So they would move me around on JV a lot.
Definitely for playing middle backer, you got to be more physical. You got to basically be a bigger, you know, block the holes.
Yeah.
So they moved you around. How did you feel about that? Were you fine with it?
I was fine with it because a lot of the times that the minimal time that I did play, they would send me on, like, blitzes and stuff. So, basically, I would just try to penetrate the O-line. So, it kind of felt like linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would drop into coverage to guard receivers. So, I was kind of doing the same things as a linebacker, just I was listed as a different position.
So, this was freshman year, right?
Yes.
So, now you're freshman year, you were fine with it. You know, it's basically getting as much play time as possible, right? That's what I'm getting from what you're saying. Sophomore year. You played linebacker again, right?
No, sophomore year, I played tight end on JV.
Tight end, and okay. Mm-hmm. And did you want to stay at tight end? Well, what made you switch basically from a defensive point to offensive point? Or was that even your choice?
That was my choice because towards the end of freshman year when I started focusing on gaining weight, I wanted to play receiver because I thought I was fast. But during one practice, this guy tried to block me, and I just knocked him over. So coach told me I should try tight end because of the physicality. And a tight end, all they do is, if they're not running for a pass, they're hitting somebody, and it, vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So I started playing that, and I actually liked it more.
And, okay, so that's 10th grade. 11th grade, big change. Well, not really that big of a change, but you went to O-line. You know, you're not really going out for passes. You're blocking.
Yes.
I remember you weren't exactly the happiest person playing that position, but can you explain on that?
Yeah, so I was practicing. We didn't have a tight end coach, so what I would do is I'd practice with, like, the receivers running routes, and I'd lift with, like, the O-linemen because I needed to get the strength and the size. And one practice, we were missing all of our tackles, so they said, Mike, why don't you try tackles? So I tried it. And they realized, like, because of I only weighed 190 at the time, and tackles usually weigh, like, over 300. They realized that for my size, I have really good strength, so they didn't move me. And then one day I asked them, I was like, am I going to play tight end still or no? And they said, you can either be, like, a third string tight end and almost never play, or you can start at tackle for your first year in varsity. And I really wanted to play bad, so I was like, okay, I have one more year. I'll play tackle.
Okay, and playing tackle, I'm guessing, you know, helped the team because that's what they needed. They needed a tackle, and you decided to play that, I'm guessing, for the team. And also, you know, you wanted to get some starting time. You wanted to be a starter. But I'm also guessing it was for the best of the team, and you wanted to be a team player.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, you know, okay, so that was junior year. Going into your senior year, last year playing high school ball, So right now you're set down as a tight end and a DN. So basically you got what you wanted.
Yes.
How was senior season compared to the rest, all three? You know, you were a captain. You're playing the position that you wanted to play. Tell us how that was like.
I think it was for sure the best year of my high school career, because during the summer of before senior year, I was told you're going to start at O-line still. And I made it a point for my last year, I was going to do what I wanted and play tight end. So I worked as hard as I could. I did a lot of speed work, a lot of strength work to show them I can do everything at a big size. And then eventually they just gave me what I wanted. And DN, that didn't come till about like 3 weeks before the first game when we didn't have another starting DN. And then I said I was up for it because two positions, that looks even better to go further.
Mm-hmm. And playing on both sides, being a starter on both sides, it must have been extremely hard.
Yeah, I would say the conditioning part is where it really hit me, because in the first game we had a guy who got hurt on offense, so I played not only tight end, I also played slot receiver for a couple of drives. So I was nonstop either running routes or blocking or taking on an O-lineman trying to make a tackle throughout the whole game. And special teams rarely happens throughout the game, so I was nonstop on the field, running off just for some water, then going back on. But eventually I started to get used to it.
Your body got it?
Yeah, my body adjusted to it.
But definitely those first few games must have been extremely hard.
Yeah, it was very hard, especially since the first few games are usually when we play the harder teams. It took a toll on my body.
Yeah, you know, preseason, how was that like? Since it was, you know, your first year as a starter, as tight end and DN. And Birmingham had a pretty tough preseason schedule. So how was preseason for you?
I would say preseason was like the biggest moment for me, because I could really take the time to show the coaches that I can do good even though we're playing hard teams. Especially since the hardest team we played was Notre Dame, and they're in the southern section, which is beyond ahead of the city section what we played. That was probably my best game going into season in the first five games.
You said something. You said, I wanted to show coach that I can perform on tougher games. And I wanted to bring that up because there are some players that, you know, perform extremely well against average teams, against league teams. But when it comes to playoffs, when it comes to harder teams, private teams, they kind of fall short. Can you explain on that?
Yeah, so basically it never happened with me, but I always understood the vibe. When you see, like, if you were to see a team that you know they're ranked lower than you, or you see their guys are smaller than you, or let alone just the way they look in their outfits and their jerseys, you're going to build up more confidence, and your confidence in the sport of football can affect you a lot in the way you play. So when you see a team that's ranked lower than you and how small they are, you're going to feel big, fast, like you can just do whatever you want, and that will happen. When you see a team that's ranked higher than you, your confidence, you try to keep it high, but deep down you know it's low. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to play as well as you thought you would.
So you think it's all in the players' heads?
Yeah, it's all in the head.
And you said that you kind of figured that out. So what would you do differently that other players wouldn't? Because you said you figured it out. Like, did you do something
before
the games? Or
I figured it out. Like, I always kept the same mentality. I kind of got excited playing better teams because then it could show me how I was doing. But I figured it out, meaning I saw how excited people were for the first game because it was the first game. And then they saw the players come out and saw how big they were. Everybody's hype just kind of slowed down. And the same thing with the second game and the third and fourth. It was like that for every hard team that we played. Their mentality would and their confidence would just come down slowly.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's rituals that players do. Did you have any before the games?
Well, my first thing was before every game, as I'm getting tape, I have my earphones in, but I only walk around in my game pants. I never have my jersey on, and I keep barefoot because barefoot is where I'm most comfortable. Mm-hmm. So I'd walk around barefoot, get comfy, because I don't want to be too tense before the game. Before every game on my tape, whenever I get taped, I tape it up high.
In your arms?
I tape my arms up high because it makes me, I was a big guy, but it makes me appear even bigger. And when I feel intimidating, I actually play aggressive.
Mm-hmm. And how was practice like at Birmingham?
During my senior year?
All 4 years. Ooh. Or you can split it up.
I would split it up, but it stayed the same pretty much the whole time. Every summer, we do circuits, which are just like 8 drills, and each one is like 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. So we'd nonstop do those. The tradition never changed. We do circuits every day of practice. We do individual drills with your positions. Then you do like competition, like one-on-ones. About every year, every day, it was the same thing. I knew what was coming every year of summer practice.
I'm asking the differences between all 4 years because I noticed that Birmingham's coaching staff over the 4 years that you were there changed. Mm-hmm. You're saying that the practices stayed the same. Is that due to Coach Rose staying there and he being the head coach and basically taking over? Or did coaches leaving and getting new coaches change how you guys practice and played?
I would say it's more of Coach Rose because he's been coaching there since, I'd say, like early 2000 when we were winning all our championships. And he was keeping it old school, like the same practices every day, thinking that it would help. But as the more and more he do it, the more and more other schools would pick up on stuff, get better, and we're still stuck back in the old days. Mm. And it's just not going to work.
So you think that how he should think of newer ways, that he's still stuck in the past?
Yes. Back. Mm-hmm. He's still stuck in the past.
And can you compare high school practices, or at least Birmingham practice, to now that you're playing at Moore Park College? How are the differences between the practices at high school and college?
Well, it sounds a lot easier. I can say in college you definitely get more breaks, like more water breaks. Like we easily get like 6 in one practice. And at Birmingham you get like 3.
You're lucky.
The only reason you get 6 at Moore Park in college is because the tempo is extremely fast. Like, if we do circuits at Birmingham, it's 3 minutes each for, like the longest one. At Moore Park, we do 5 minutes each, and it's, like, 10 circuits. And it's so fast-paced. Like, sometimes if you get through the drill fast enough, they'll end it quick. So I'd say it's, the difference is more the speed of everything. You can't walk on the field in college. You just can't do it. I tried it, and the whole team got in trouble. So you have to nonstop run, be conditioned in college. In high school, it's more a slower pace when it comes to stuff like that.
And can you compare your freshman year at Birmingham to now your freshman year at Moore Park, both playing ball, and just the different vibes you got?
Well, I would say my freshman year in high school, I was new to it. I wasn't used to seeing people as big at the time because I was used to being like the biggest person. I didn't feel like comfortable, like everybody was there to help me. I felt more everybody was there to showboat or just get out and be on their own. Now that I'm a freshman at Moore Park College, the reason I chose to go to Moore Park is because it felt more like homey. I got there, I messed up on a drill, and instead of people telling you it's wrong or making jokes or yelling at you, even the coaches and the players, they all like stopped the whole drill like and took the time to show me how to do it correctly. Because at the end of the day, what they wanted from me was they want to get me out to a D1 college. They want to correct my form. In high school, if I were to mess up in a drill, they're going to let me mess it up and yell about it later.
So you talked about that. There's different Different people learn different ways, especially athletes. Some athletes learn by coaches yelling at them, and by them yelling, they push them to be better. But what you're saying, I feel like you don't really answer to that by yelling. You answer more to one-on-ones, you know, actually talking. So more positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I take yelling more as just yelling. I'll understand what you're saying, but at the end of the day, I'm just going to be like, you don't have to yell at me, mm-hmm. no matter what. And then after they yell at me, then they'll tell me one-on-one. That's when I really pay attention.
And how important was you said it was your best season. How important was it to you, you know, getting to the playoffs, winning a championship?
My senior season?
Mm-hmm.
I was more trying to get to the playoffs more than anything, taking it game by game, because we were doubted on so much, and I saw that we had players that could really change it. Like, not just me, we had another D end, a D tackle, and then we had some receivers that just came in. I really thought we can, like, prove something. So I did my best to do, because as a tight end, I don't get the ball a lot. So every time I got the ball, I would just drive as far as I could so we can have someone else score, because I know they wouldn't do it to me.
And you guys lost to El Camino for league, basically for the league title. Were you mad at that point? Were you mad at yourself? Were you mad at your teammates? Were you mad at the coaches?
I wasn't mad at any. I was honestly not mad at anything. I was disappointed, because in that game, I think everybody just, it's good to have high confidence, but they got cocky. Like, I had, in that first half, I made touchdowns and had so many catches, and then there was other players doing that, people making tackles left and right. Everybody was getting cocky, and then right before the half ended, one of our players gave up a touchdown. That brought everybody's mood down, but some people were still cocky about it.
It changed.
The whole momentum changed.
You were a captain for Birmingham, so I'm guessing you were a leader at practice and in the games.
Yes.
How was that like? Did you like being a leader? And did you feel like you made an impact on the team from your leadership?
The thing is, I wasn't necessarily trying to go for, like, a leader spot. I was more trying to get people better, because I know how we were looked at. And I know after graduating, it's going to be hard for the team to find another leader. So I was trying to I was trying to make a statement, you know? I was trying to let them know, you can't mess around all the time. You can't keep getting cocky. Sometimes it'd get physical, but eventually I handled it, and that was it.
And now you're at Moorpark. Can you tell us, what are you trying to accomplish? You know, you're out of high school. You know, you guys couldn't really make it past the first round of the playoffs. You're at Moorpark. You're saying you wanted to get to a D1 school. That's the ultimate goal, getting out of Moorpark. Or yeah. Is that why you went to Moorpark? Can you explain?
I went to Moorpark because I want to get to a D1 school. And they had like 18 guys go to a D1 school from last year. And a lot of the guys that played my position were smaller than me who did that. So I think because it feels like home there, and the fact that I'm already like two steps ahead because of my size, it'll be a good thing.
And what is the ultimate goal? Are you want to go D1? You want to go pro?
The goal is mainly to go D1 and then go pro, because we do also have guys at Moorpark who have gone pro. But you know, nothing's ever certain. So I always have a backup plan for anything.
So you're basically taking it one step at a time.
Yeah, I'm just trying to take it one goal. I have separate goals and take it step by step.
And is, you know, a lot of people just want to do like sports, and they're not really concerned with an education. Is that your backup plan? You said you have a backup plan. Is that?
Yeah. So like, if I were to go to a D1 school, I would make sure they have good academics too, just in case I couldn't go pro. Mm-hmm. So I have a good education to fall back on.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for answering all the questions. You've been amazing. This has been KBCRadio.com.